Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 19th of March, 2023. The Bible reading for today is from Acts chapter 9, verses 10 to 19. In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision. "Ananias." "Yes, Lord," he answered. The Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight." "Lord," Ananias answered, "I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your holy people in Jerusalem. And he has come here with the authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name." But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go. This man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized. After taking some food, he regained his strength. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. Today's article, titled "Brother Saul," was written by James Banks. "Lord, please send me anywhere but there." That was my prayer as a teenager before embarking on a year as a foreign exchange student. I didn't know where I would be going, but I knew where I didn't want to go. I didn't speak that country's language, and my mind was filled with prejudices against its customs and people. So I asked God to send me elsewhere. But God, in his infinite wisdom, sent me precisely where I asked not to go. And you know what? I am so glad he did. 40 years later, I still have dear friends in that land. When I got married, my best man, Stefan, came from there. When he got married, I flew there to return the favour. And we're planning another visit soon. Beautiful things happen when God causes a change of heart. Such a transformation is illustrated by just two words: "Brother Saul." Those words were from Ananias, a believer God called to heal Saul's sight immediately after his conversion. Ananias resisted at first because of Saul's violent past, praying, "I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your holy people." But Ananias was obedient and went. And because he had a change of heart, Ananias gained a new brother in faith. Saul became known as Paul, and the good news of Jesus spread with power. True change is always possible through Jesus. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for changing my heart with your love. Help me to extend it to others in your name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening today. My name is Adi Yinka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries. God bless you.